Theater 5 presents Nuptial Flight.
Surprise! I think there's a car behind us. Mem? Hey, Mem.
Hmm?
There's a car behind us. We are not alone on the planet.
Oh. It's like that, isn't it? Isn't it like that?
Oh, flattest, straightest country I ever saw.
Yeah, flat, flat, flat. I can't wait to get out of it.
Yeah. Well, we should see foothills in a day or so.
Or so. You mean we gotta crawl along like this for...
Crawl? Now, wait a minute. You try it sometime in an ox cart. We're doing 65, mile after mile after...
After mile after mile. Not a house, not a tree.
Hey, hey. We're alone. We're together. We're on our honeymoon.
Oh, darling.
Now, according to the rules, you're deliriously happy.
Yeah, but I wish we'd flown.
Mem.
Oh, I do. I want to be there in the mountain.
We could have flown. You said that
you... Yes, I know. I know, Will. I made one of those mistakes of trying to please.
Well, that's too bad, isn't it? I mean that so far you've succeeded.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course I want to please you. I love you. I love our little car, but this flat, open country is driving...
Hey, how about the radio? A little music help?
Anything. Anything, Will, this gets me.
We do have another car to look at, even though it's way behind. Hey.
What is it?
It won't be behind long. A minute ago, it was way...
Look, one of them's waving.
At us? To stop? Something drop out? That's not a police...
Will! Will!
See that? You see that? The whole road. They had the whole... You crazy fools! You stupid crazy fools! You want to kill people?
Will! We'll stop it. They can't hear you.
100 miles an hour. They cut us off at 100 miles an hour. The whole road.
For goodness sakes, that radio was driving me crazy.
Who cares about the radio?
Well, stop a minute, will you? Please, just stop a minute and calm down.
I'm all right. I handled it. It's them.
Will, please.
I said I'm calm. Imagine what I'm like when I'm disturbed. Boy, I haven't been that mad since... Oh, boy. Oh, I'm sorry I yelled at you, but...
Oh, it's all right.
Honey, to go on at me about the radio in the middle of
Well, it wasn't your fault. There was nothing you could do.
What does that mean? Did I say it was my fault? I said only about the yelling.
It's over, darling. Forget it.
What's the matter with them? They must have been doing 110. All they had to do was touch us and end over end like dead. Well, how was that my fault?
Well, was it mine?
Yours?
Of course, I did go on at you about the radio.
I said I'm sorry.
But it wasn't in the middle of anything. They were past. It was over.
Yeah, it was over before I jammed the brakes and veered, too, wasn't it? That's what you meant. There was nothing I could do except yell at you because I didn't want you to see I was scared.
Oh, Will, I love you.
And you just said you'd rather have flown.
My honeymoon is perfect. It's lovely and... Will... Isn't that the car way ahead?
What?
It's that car. They've turned around. They're coming back.
All right, sit tight. Just sit tight. Maybe they're headed home. Maybe they just came out to...
Will!
Get over. Get over! Get over!
They're in our lane! Will, stop! Stop, please! They're
get
in our lane!
Get over! Get over!
Will, crash! Oh. Oh. Stop, stop, stop now, Will. Please, please,
they made
stop.
Me. They made me drive off.
What are you doing? Will you slow down? Please slow down.
I didn't care. They'd have gone head on. They'd have done it. They drove us right off the road to turn over to die. They didn't care.
Yes, but they're back of us now. They're gone. Will you slow down, darling? Just show me that you can.
That I can? You think I'm off my rocker?
No, no, darling, no. But just show me. After all, you didn't stop the minute we saw them. Now, did you?
You bet your sweet life.
Well, why? Why couldn't you have just gotten right off the road and stopped?
Because I...
Why did you have to keep on going?
Because if I...
Will, I am begging you now. Really, I'm begging you. Please stop.
Look, you want to give them another chance
to... Watch the road!
I'm watching it. You shut up and let me do the driving. We've got to find a side road, a house.
Why? You think they're coming back? Again?
You want to risk it? Say they can do 110. I can't do more on the level than 72, 75.
Well, I don't think I could go through that again. Maybe I couldn't.
Then pray for a house, a road to the side.
What if that's a dead end?
If we could get far enough in.
Yes, but what if we can't?
What do you want from me? We passed each other at maybe 180 miles an hour. If I can keep that gap open big enough till we find a road, if they don't see us...
Yes, but how will we know?
Could you look?
Do you really think they'll come?
Punks like that, who knows? Maybe they just came out to test a third carburetor. Maybe it was just out and back.
Oh, please let them not come again. Please let me not see them.
Some trio. That guy at the wheel with his sailor hat and his sleeves torn off and the tattoos. Big, stupid, grinning hick musclehead.
Yes, but it's the one on the far side that gets me.
Really?
That awful face. A lank hair hanging down.
Oh, great.
What?
You see anything?
What do you mean, great?
Just great, that's all. I'm glad you have a choice. You looking?
A choice? You mean you think I would have a choice of one of them?
I asked you, are you looking?
Yes, and I see them. They are coming. What are you going to do? They're coming so fast.
Any ideas? Maybe you could ask Muscles.
Will, don't! Now, just don't!
I don't know what I'm going to do.
That pimply one is waving again. They're slowing down.
And they're slowing, and I'm pushing every ounce of...
Hey, buddy! Oh, buddy!
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Hey! You're peddling that V-Lot speed so hard you can't talk? You want my friend here to give you a joke?
Get out of here! Leave me and my wife alone!
Yo, wife? How come something like her picked on nothing like you? Poor little thing.
Yeah? Yeah?
Nah, you shouldn't have come on me, poor boy. You're not wanted here. You just dropped that chick by the side of the road when we let you take off. Like a hot-tailed bird. You hear? Like that way you save yourself, but we'd be glad you're gone. Now you've been told one time, hear? You drop the chicken, go.
That's the reason I kept going before. If I'd stopped, they'd have stopped too. You understand?
What do we do? Just keep rolling along like Old Man River? What was that look? Why that look?
Nothing.
Oh, don't think it over, baby. Just do it. Just do it. Pull over and shove me out. Just let them have me and be safe. You just be safe.
Stop it. Stop it.
Why think twice? Please, go ahead. Why not? Why not? You'll be free. You won't have to keep on rolling
along.
What
if we can't? You hear me? What if we can't? I looked at you because we're running out of gas. You see them?
No.
You couldn't have passed them.
No.
Why are they keeping so far ahead? You think they're gone?
No.
Maybe they think I'm too scared to stop with them in sight. You think they're giving me leeway to drop you and drive off?
How much leeway would you need?
What kind of crack is that? All I said was...
There's a house.
A house?
I saw the slant of the roof there on the left in that thicket.
I see the turnoff. Ma'am, a house!
Oh, what good is it? It's empty. See that? What are we doing there?
What will we do? We won't run out of gas on the open road. We'll be safe.
Safe to what? Just sit there till they come back?
We can hide the car in the thicket.
Oh, do you think they won't know? The only place there's been on the whole road?
Well, they may not even come back. I'm turning in.
What if they're in there? What if they live there? Back out. Please, back out.
I can't take my hand off the wheel.
What?
It won't come off. I can't take... Shift it, Mim. Shift it. Reverse. Reverse. Put it to R.
Right.
Mm. feel my hand. I can't feel it. To D, Mim. Shift it back to drive. I bet they weren't even there. When somebody yells like that right in your ear...
How is your hand now?
Fine. I just froze, that's all. I couldn't do a thing. Funny. Isn't that funny? Maybe I'm not so reliable. If I can freeze like that, maybe you'd be safer on the floor behind me. You want to climb over? Should I stop?
No. I'll climb.
Get right down, out of sight. If they come, maybe they'll think I was dumb enough to ditch you or hide you in the grass. Maybe they'll start looking around here.
They're behind us. They were in there.
Duck! Duck! They see you? Did they see you?
I couldn't tell.
Here they come. They're going to cut me off. I know they're going to. I know it. Ah!
What happened?
With a wrench, he smashed the window. He reached out and smashed the window. You can come up. They know. He pointed. He pointed right at you. What do we do, Mim? What do we do?
We do what they say, dear. You put me out.
Don't talk like that.
Why not? Things happen, that's all. People get separated. Or crash, or die. A honeymoon's no guarantee.
I said don't talk like that.
Then tell me how to talk. You're the husband. You brought me here right in the middle of this flat, horrible country.
I didn't bring you here for this.
Then get me out of it.
Sure. Alakazam.
You're the man. Aren't you the man?
Yeah. The captain on the bridge. The Texan on the horse.
Look, if you were in his car, and muscles were in this one.
All right, I'm not your hero. Don't go on with it. You already said it.
Oh, fine. Turn on me.
Turn on you?
It's me they're after. Why does your hand have to freeze? If you were a man, you would be...
Now it's if. Next time, marry a magician.
Next time. You finally got around to it, didn't you? You did bow out. Now all you have to do is stop the car and just
Who
put me out.
Who said bow out? Those guys are up ahead. They're turning around. There's a sign. Look at that. A sign. Mom's. Tom's gas and oil. Sandwiches. Ice cream. Soda. Candy. A half mile. 1/2 mile. Mim, it's all right. We'll get gas and get on the phone. There's got to be state police and... We'll sit tight until they find us.
Oh, darling, I've thought such terrible thoughts about you, but you know how I really feel.
And I love you. I love you, Mim. I hope after my shouting and all, you still do love me.
Oh, Will.
And we both love Tom, don't we? Don't we love Tom?
Oh, the absolute most for Tom.
You see him? You see Tom?
Dear Tom and his beautiful, beautiful gas pump. Oh, darling, Will.
And he's got trees and high, high hedges. Tom, my friend, we want gas. Lots of lovely gas. And candy bars and the use of your phone.
No phone.
No phone? Well, what do you use? The pony? There's a phone in there. I see it.
I said no phone, mister. I'm closed.
What do you mean closed? I'm buying gas. The garage door is open. I'm going to pay for the call.
He must know them. He must be their friend.
You're entitled to gas, oil, water, and air. You can have candy bars. No phone.
Well, what kind of people are you out here? 3 goons in a hopped-up car smash at us and threaten us, almost kill us.
Your say-so, mister. Not mine.
Well, who said it had to be yours? Mister, I don't care who your friends are. I'm going in there.
If you go into that garage, you'll be looking into a shotgun.
What for? What are you doing? We're on our honeymoon.
You got your gas. Make like you're putting money in my hand. I ain't asking you to pay.
Will, behind the hedge.
You better drop the chick, boy.
That's them. They'll be waiting for us down the road.
I guess maybe the Will.
You guess maybe
they... got that license plate the same county seat as me. They live here, mister, and I live here, too.
And all we have to do here is die.
Now, I'm giving you the gas. That's admitting a lot.
I'll even throw in candy.
Who wants candy? Let us use the phone.
Not me, not you. I guess I even hope the state troopers don't show up by accident, lest them three think I called.
Well, I'll tell you. You get your shotgun,
You get out of that car, I'll get the shotgun second. First, I'll put the phone right out by the root.
You're yeller.
You get out of here, mister. I ain't done nothing to you. I'm 57 years old. I got a sick wife.
Where's the next
phone? That's it, mister. You use the next one.
Where is it? How far down?
That's exactly right. Didn't I give you gas? I'm closed. I'm closed for the day and closed for the night.
I'm starting to feel crazy. I could do the wrong thing.
We can't just sit here if they cruise back.
You see them?
No.
You think we could fool them? If we doubled back?
The way we came, with that one house and no crossroad, they'd be on top of us.
Yeah. Listen, what if we ditched the car? If we took off across...
No!
Well, why not? Mim, if they're gonna come at us...
No, I say no. We stay in the car.
I can't face it, Mim. I was too ashamed to say so back there when my hand froze,
I'm ashamed, too. You think I don't know how awful I've been? But I can't stand this flat, open land. You know people who can't stand being cooped up? Well, I never knew it, but I guess I'm the other way. I never realized it, but I must have some kind of phobia about it.
There's nothing out there.
Don't say nothing, because I can't go out there, Will.
Well, if you can't go out, and we can't go back... Put your window up. Lock the door. If it comes to... I'm shaking, ma'am. I'm shaking.
So am I.
And turn on the radio. Maybe that little bit of something to listen to. Are they behind us? Did you watch? Was there a place they could hide?
Oh, no. No, they're still ahead.
That means they'll be coming toward us. If they try their little game of chicken again, it's...
There they are.
Coming? Coming toward it? No. I see them.
They've seen us, and they're pulling ahead again. They go so fast.
They're going to turn. They're going to turn. I know it. I know. I can't stand this. I just can't stand it. I'd rather be dead.
Now, wait a minute. We have a minute. Stop.
I'd never start. My arms and legs wouldn't obey. Get in the back again.
No, I'll stay here. When they come, you slow down, will you? 20, 30.
No, no. If I stay in the lane, they'll expect me to get off the road again. Maybe it's better to aim right at them. But what if I can't? What if I can't gauge it?
You'll gauge it, Will.
I can't stand that music. Stay down. Here they come.
Slower. Please, slower.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I'll kill him. I'll kill him. I love you, Mim. I love you, Mim. Swerved. They swerved. Oh, they'll go for us now. Oh, how they'll go for us
darling,
now.
Darling, I heard what you were yelling.
All I did was make them mad. Look at them. They're stopping. As short as they can, they're going to turn.
And I love you. I love you.
Some backseat driver you are. Talking about love when I need... Mim, pull out the backseat. Pull it out. Can you? And open the window, can you? It's such a little seat.
Yes.
Just...
Yes. It comes out.
Just put the edge. Just put the edge of the seat. On the edge of the window. Don't make it stick out.
Right.
When I say, when I give you the signal, shove it out. Shove it out flat, can you?
I'll try, Will.
All right now. All right. Get ready. 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 Here they come. Now!
They've hit it. They're going off the road. They're turning over and over. How can they bounce so high? Will, stop! They're burning!
If I stop... If we try to save them, aren't they the kind to blame us? Would they hound us for their burns, their scars? Whatever you say, Mim, whatever you say.
There's nothing we can do. Go ahead, Will. Drive on.
Thank you.
Theater 5 has presented Nuptial Flight, written by William Morn, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Elliot Reed, Leslie Woods, Larry Robinson, and Louis Van Ruten. Audio engineer, Marty Folia. Sound technician, Ed Blaney. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Ted Bell. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.